vessel while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm your host, Mike Mano, and today I am very pleased to welcome to our studios here in beautiful downtown Exeter, Calla Davis. She is the owner of the Dove and Distaff. Welcome, Calla.
Well, good morning, Mike. How are you today?
Good. It's nice to have you with us, and we're going to find out things about the Dove and Distaff, which is located at 365 Main Street in Wakefield. And the Dove and Distaff is a, well, it's not a gift shop. It's a, it's not a rug gallery. It's not a, it's not a place where you can buy pajamas. It's a place where you can do a lot of those things, right?
Yeah, you can do a number of those things. You have different choices at the Dove and Distaff. You have some instant gratification and some less so. On the first floor of the Dove and Distaff, we do custom work. We do upholstery and slipcovers and drapery and window treatments of all sorts. We do a lot of cushion work, a lot of indoor-outdoor cushion work in the summer. And we do furniture repair and restoration. And that part of the business is the part of the business that has been around for 50 or 60 years, since the late 1950s, when my father started the Dove and Distaff in Peacedale. He was down in the mill section of the Peacedale buildings, and there was, in the 1800s, there was a tea room called the Dove and Distaff. And when he moved into the building, the sign was still leaning on the wall, and he picked it up and hung it outside and made his business the Dove and Distaff. And he did restoration of furniture. My father's interests were early American furniture, mainly Shaker furniture, sort of simple, clean lines. And he built some, and he restored some, and he began to amass a collection of furniture that he began to sell. So he was an antique store for many years, and then he bought the property on Main Street that we're at now, 365 Main Street in Wakefield. And he filled the top floor of that building, which has seven large showrooms, with early American furniture and antiques, and he became somewhat of a destination for things of that nature. And he continued to repair them and restore them and collect them. And the upholstery business was sort of an offshoot of that, because frequently antiques need upholstery. Things that you were repairing needed to be upholstered, or and at one point I believe he bought out a upholster who was retiring in Wakefield and bought all the equipment and perhaps actually got some of the laborers as well. And that just became sort of a side part of the business at the Dove and Distaff. And for many years that was the way the business was run. As my father got older, and eventually after he died, I realized that that wasn't my strength in the business, and my strength was more sort of the soft side of the business, so the draperies and the upholstery itself I really enjoy, as opposed to the furniture part. I wasn't as educated or knowledgeable as he had been about early American antiques and furniture, and it just wasn't my strength. So I had an auction and sold the furniture that was upstairs and did some much-needed renovations on the building that was an early...
It's been around for some time,
and there were some things that there had never been heat upstairs. I can remember my father always said the furniture didn't need to be heated, and I found that that was true. The furniture didn't need to be heated, but if you were considering putting tenants up there, oddly enough, they did. So I did some renovations, and I had heat installed up there, and I had tenants up there for several years. And eventually I became my own tenant and started a rug store on the second floor of the Dove and Distaff. So now we have a store up there that encompasses five of the seven rooms that are up there, because it's grown. And originally we were just selling rugs, and then we sort of expanded into fine linens and bedding and soft goods upstairs, where you can go and have immediate gratification if you're not willing to wait for the eventual gratification you would get downstairs at the Dove and Distaff. So that's what we have to offer.
That's extremely well said, and a lot of information there. Let's go back. So now the furniture repair is pretty much completely gone, right?
No, we do still do furniture repair. We don't do as much restoration as we did at one time. That was, I repair things because, again, that goes hand in hand with when I'm upholstering. Frequently when you're upholstering something, it comes in and there's stuff that needs to be done to it. We also do repair just in general. If you have a chair with a broken leg or a broken rung, you can bring it to us and we will fix it. If you have a clock that needs repair, we do some clock works. We do lamp work. We fix stuff.
So that, I mean, that's pretty diversified. And most times you're going to have someone that works on a piece of furniture, and that's what they do. That's all they do. And then they fix clocks.
Yeah, we try to answer many of your needs. I have a gentleman who works for me who does. He's as some men are, extremely apt and able to fix many things, and I'm reasonably able to fix many things as well. And we managed to offer.
Well,
several
that's
options.
That's a portion of the business I wasn't aware of, so that's good to keep in mind. So if I have an antique or a dining room set of some kind and a chair breaks, I can bring it to you and have a good chance that's going
to
get fixed.
You absolutely can. If you need to have the seat upholstered, we do it all. That's sort of
I
part of the.
I have one of those.
There you
that's
go. Many people do, so. But that is sort of the way, as I say, it's an evolution of usually one follows the other. I also work with some people who do refinishing. So sometimes when my father did a lot of the actual refinishing of the furniture, which is another thing that I stopped doing after he died, because refinishing becomes a big old OSHA issue.
There are lots of
safety issues, and it's very time consuming. So I don't do as much of that. I send that out. And again, I work with people who can do that end of it as well. So
now when you talk about the instant gratification part of the business, and I know that frequently in the commercials, which you do and have been airing on our station for quite a while now, and are quite popular with a lot of people. A lot of people say to me, I love that person that does it.
I'm so glad.
You frequently mention things like pajamas, so there's some personal items there.
There are indeed. Upstairs in the rug store, one of the companies that we carry called Pinecone Hill, which carries the fine linens and the bedding, also carries a line of pajamas and robes that not only are made of the same fabrics that the beautiful bedding and sheets are made of, but they match them in pattern. So you could be color coordinated in your bedroom should you choose to do so. Even if you not to choose to do so, you look really good in these pajamas because they're really beautiful pajamas. They're patterns that you don't see in other places, and they have a certain quality of manufacturing that is exceptional, and they're beautiful. They're a nice gift. They're nice for yourself, and they just look nice hanging in your store. They're one of the things that we really do well with. Sometimes when you sell things that aren't $14, people want to come buy something, but they can't always buy something that costs, rugs cost money.
Right.
So sometimes just people come in and they want to buy things. People want to buy something beautiful for themselves, and these pajamas are an affordable indulgence. They're and well worth it, as are all of the linens and the bedding that Pinecone Hill sells. They're absolutely what I have found to be a worthwhile indulgence for yourself in terms of personal pleasures.
Okay.
Precisely. They're really worth it. I think we all have the thing that we're willing to spend the money on in our lives that gives us quality of life, and for me, I have found that beautiful things in my home and in my bedroom and on my body are exactly what they are for me.
Very nice. Now, I think that everyone gets the idea that you're not a dollar store. You're not going to go in and buy a $1.98 pair of plastic pajamas. You mentioned quality a couple times in your conversation. And a luxury. So the whole store, if I'm reading this correctly, is my image, is that there is a good quality, and you're going to get what you pay for type of thing.
That is indeed the way I believe it should be. Running a small business these days is very difficult to compete with online.
Sure. The box stores.
Exactly. The box stores. I think that when you make that choice, you're making a choice in favor of certainly quality control, as well as backing. We'll be there. We're not going anywhere. I'm not looking to sell the cheapest things. I don't actually have ridiculously expensive things. I think when you go to rug stores in other parts of the world and you look at rugs, you come back here and you realize that these rugs are very reasonably priced. They're not really expensive rugs. Sometimes they're more expensive than what you might find at Walmart or a local box store. But I think that the quality far outweighs it. And I think that it's important to support businesses that bring diversity I just think that it's really important to support Main Street businesses that bring different things to the market, because you can't really get these in other places. You can't get these in places that
sure
sell it off the roll. They're just right. they're
different. I think a big difference also is that you're not going to walk into Walmart and find Sam Walton or whomever.
That is exactly correct. And you're not going to find someone who can discuss them intelligently, generally. It's hard to, you know, you can come in and really talk to us about what you're looking for, and you can talk to us a little bit about the design that you're planning, and we'll guide you through it. We don't have a designer in-house, but we all have quite a bit of experience, and everyone certainly has an opinion. But I believe that when people are sort of making choices, that it's important that they start with what they love, that what's important to them. And usually they have an idea when they come in. They have some idea sort of which direction they're going in, and we give them some guidance as much as we feel they need.
Sure.
And I think that having a real person to talk to when you go in to buy something of some cost is important.
Yeah, absolutely. You also mentioned uniquely, I don't want to say uniquely, but you're on Main Street, and that's kind of a generic term, Main Street America.
Yes, it is.
And you're fortunate to have that as your actual address. But I think that's an important part of what you also mentioned. It's community. It's knowing the people you're dealing with. It's the opportunity to rely on someone. Someone can go to you, the building's been there, the business has been there for 50, 60 years, whatever the number is, and they know you're there.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important. I think you mentioned that and you stressed that, that's the way people can kind of do business, and it's nice to have that. And I think Wakefield is a little bit unique. Not every community is like that. I mean, I grew up in Warwick. That was not the way it was.
No,
I live in Providence now, and there's just, you know,
there's less of it.
There's less of it.
Yeah, it's hard. It's very hard to maintain. It's hard to. We have a merchants association in Wakefield that struggles with trying to get people to unify and to do things as a community, because that is always a struggle. And people come and go from different, and it's hard for people. I mean, most main streets have sort of 3 or 4 buildings and owners that are sort of grandfathered in, and maybe or maybe not, they're living and working there and really part of it. And the rest of them sort of come and go because people make it and don't make it, and they come and go. So investment is at different levels, and it's hard on a main street to really keep the momentum of things like this weekend we're having an art festival down in Main Street behind the buildings. And the Merchants Association does a lot of sort of plantings on Main Street and decorating for holidays. And those things all take someone to make them happen, as well as money, and that's hard. You know what I mean? That's hard to find in any community. But it's certainly worth it, I think, in the long run. I think it adds. It's the difference between having a really fun Christmas illumination walk and a ladies' night before. You know, those events are really fun for everybody. So it is important to support them, and if you don't, they won't be there. Because,
well, there you go. Main Street America, we want to support that.
Yeah, they would.
I want to talk a little bit more about the rugs and so forth, but we're going to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll have more of the Dove and Distaff and Kala Davis. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with Kala Davis. She is the owner of the Dove and Distaff. And we talked a little bit in the first segment about it being a local business, a Main Street kind of business. Happens to be on 365 Main Street. Easy address to remember. Just think of Main Street. Think of all the days in the year. And you find yourself there. That's a pretty good way of doing it. You have a website, and you have phone numbers and emails and so forth. Why don't we just get those numbers out, so if people would like to contact you, they know how to do it.
Sure. We are, as you say, at 365 Main Street in the village of downtown Wakefield, and our phone number is 401-783-5714 in the downstairs part of the Dove and Distaff. And if you're looking to reach the Rug Gallery, the number is 401-284-1170. Our website is doveanddistaffruggallery.com. And if you want to send us an email, you can reach us at doveanddistaff@gmail.com. We are open upstairs in the Rug Gallery from 10 to 4, Monday through Saturday. And downstairs at the Dove and Distaff, we're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. I'm always available by appointment only. Just needs to be arranged at some point ahead of time, but I'm always available on weekends. I just have decided that they can work upstairs while I take Saturdays off these days. So, so I work Monday through Friday now.
And I'm sure a lot of hours, as all business people tend to do. They work more than they should and try to get a little relaxation in when you can. Relaxing isn't something that happens for you when it does for most people. Summertime normally means, okay, let's take it easy. That's probably not the case in your situation.
No, that is not the case. We find that summer is definitely our busiest time. I would say a large portion of our business is vacation homes and second homeowners who are only here seasonally or are only here for a portion of the year. I often like jobs where people bring me a lot of work in the fall before they go away, and then we have the whole winter to sort of get through the winter with work that... So the summer is, and the people who are here are often here for a brief period, and they all want their things at pretty much the same time. So the summer is a very busy period for us, as it is for most people here in a seasonal area. But we enjoy that. That's nice. It's important to keep pedaling quickly in the summer and then relax a little in the winter.
Right. Now, you mentioned that in the fall, they can come to you and say, okay, this is what I'd like to have when I come back next year.
Yeah, that's my fondest.
That's the best thing that can happen.
Yes, it
and
is.
You can plan it all out.
Right.
Now,
right.
When they say, this is what I would like, are they coming to you with a blank slate? Are they coming to you with just a concept? Or are they saying, I just want to tweak this room a little bit?
Yeah, that really varies. Different people, different times of life. Well, originally, when we opened the rug store upstairs, that was one of the first reasons that, and occasionally I have a customer who comes to me and is starting from scratch, who's just built a house or has just added on a room, and they say, where do you start? What's the first thing you start? And typical design lore indicates that you start from the bottom. You decorate up. You start with the floor, because generally a rug is a reasonably large purchase, something you're not necessarily going to change out all that often. And we find it's easier to match your drapes to your rug or your sofa to your rug than it is to match your rug to your already existing drapes or sofa. It's just pulling the colors from, or deciding whether you would like to have a pattern on your floor or a solid color on your floor is an important first step in your decorating plan. So when people are originally beginning there, and decorating up is sort of a traditional way of doing things, so that was one of the first thoughts when I opened the rug store, was let's offer some rugs. And I love them. And then once I started, it sort of snowballed into a love them all. But we certainly, people come with from open plans, wanting to get every single thing, to only wanting one piece done in that room or just the rug and not everything else. So it comes in both.
Now, do you have other companies that you work with? For example, you don't carry a full line of, you mentioned sofas, for example.
I carry a line of frames. I offer both frames, as well as I can purchase just the frame and upholster the frame for you in the fabric of your choice. I can also offer you the fabric and sell you. I have a company that does the actual upholstery as well. So they sell you the frame and they upholster it for you with the fabric that you've chosen from me. So that's you don't essentially get to see the upholstered fabric, upholstered furniture before you receive it, but you get to choose the frame from a picture. And I actually did it for myself and put them in my own living room and found I was extremely pleased with the results. It's not the most economical way of getting furniture, but it's certainly the easiest way to get exactly what you want and get a really good quality piece of furniture with a reasonably broad selection. It's not again a big box store selection, but it's a good quality selection with very custom options that are appealing to some people.
So I've worked my whole life. I finally have purchased my beach house, and now I'm there and it's empty. And I come to you in September because I'm not going to be there for the winter. And I say, here it is. Here's some pictures, perhaps. Or do you actually go on site and check it out?
Oh, I absolutely go on site. You always go on site repeatedly. Over and over, you go on
over
site.
Over and over, okay.
You go on site. The first thing I would say to you is just give me one item that you love. Give me one thing that you love. Show me one piece of lighting, one piece of furniture, one rug, one color, one shell that makes you happy, that you absolutely love. And we'll pull from that and we'll figure from that what works well with that, where you'd like to start, what your budget temperament is, what your temperament is in terms of wanting to cover your windows. Many people who own property on the water feel strongly about not wanting to cover their windows, and I understand that because we all love what we see on the other side, and a lot of people pay a boatload of money for the windows themselves and really want to see the windows themselves. Right. But in many cases, and certainly in my eyes, and not just because it's what I do, that room really isn't finished until you put something on those windows. You know, you can have a room full of furniture and a lot of rugs, and if you don't have anything on any window in that room, there's something missing. And I believe that you need to frame things a little bit, and you need to warm things up a little bit by putting fabric on your windows, even when it doesn't cover them, even when it just is either above them or beside them or near them or along the top of them. I think it's important. So I would, when someone's starting with nothing in that room, I would say, let's talk about the one thing that you love and what your tolerances are and what you're really looking for and how you use this room. If you only sit in this room in the warmest days of the summer, then you probably never need to cover those windows. If you might be sitting in these rooms on a February night and it's really cold and dark outside and you want to just close those curtains, you might want to have the option. You just might want to have that option. To me, that seems like an important option.
I think that seeing a room without any fabric around the windows is kind of like seeing a house. It could be a beautiful house with no shrubbery around the foundation.
It's just not quite finished. That's right. It's just not quite finished. And I often have amusing discussions with painters who talk about, you know, getting paid at the end of a building job because the painters pretty much come in at the end, and it can be hard to, it could be hard to at the end of a job, you know, the owners are often, and I say to the painters, well, guess what, who really comes in last? I really come in last, and the husband hardly ever thinks what I'm doing is important here. He, you know, he doesn't, and it can take some convincing sometimes. But it is important, and it isn't really just about what your wife wants. It's really about being completely done with the job and just taking it home, getting it all the way there and being done.
So there is some traditional, when I say chauvinistic, but there is some traditional, you probably work mostly with women.
Generally, yeah. Generally, women are the ones who come in and say, I cannot stand the way this looks anymore.
Right.
And then the husband will say, we don't need any more pillows. And, there, you know, there's an ongoing chronic joke. We do not need any more pillows. And I say, well, you know what? Just be glad they're not Mercedes. They're just pillows. They're really just pillows. And just let it go.
It's a small price to pay.
Yeah, it really is. That's the way I feel.
Because it can add a lot of color.
It's
style. And
exactly.
And so forth.
Exactly.
Something very...
Yeah, and who doesn't use a pillow sometimes?
There you go. We all use them. So now the rugs themselves, is there a particular, you know, if you hear some of the big box furniture stores, they always rattle off 28 brands of mattresses that they carry or whatever. And I know there are lots of brands of rugs.
And
things like that.
Yeah, we have chosen to focus on two companies. We have a few other smaller companies, but the ones that we sell the most are the Dash and Albert rugs. Their company is in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. They're a nice New England company, and their rugs are they're what's known in the rug world as transitional rugs. They're not traditional rugs like an Oriental or an Indian rug, but they're not contemporary rugs with some of them are very contemporary, but they're not all. They're transitional in the way that they're stripy cotton patterns, easy to use in a New England home. They have colors and blues and whites and greens and all the colors that work perfectly in our sort of New England landscape. Many of them are washable. The indoor-outdoor ones are particularly easy to care for. And the wools and cottons that are tufted and hooked from Dash and Albert are very traditionally useful in almost anyone's home. They work for almost everybody. And so they're the ones that we really sell the most. They're not expensive. Most of them are very inexpensive. Sometimes I almost refer to them as rugs that are, they're so inexpensive. You can get yourself a new one next year, because if something goes wrong with this one, it's not a whole lot of money. The other company that we carry is Company C, and they have a slightly more upscale line of wool rugs that are just extraordinary in their patterns. They're some of the first rugs that I saw that I made me want to carry rugs because I wanted to possess every single one of them. Sometimes people say to me, which rugs do you have at home? And I say, well, I have a few, but having them here in the store is really as good as having them at home. You know, I look at them and I love them and I enjoy them. But they're very sort of vibrant patterns with strong colors. They're not as easy for everyone to use. They take sometimes a little bit of courage to use, and they're not as inexpensive. So sometimes they take a little more.
I'm going to stop you there. That's an interesting comment. It takes a little bit of courage to use. Now, when you say that, you're talking about maybe a stronger color, or maybe a purple rather than a lilac.
Exactly. Exactly. The much like downstairs and the upholstery world, the rugs that you could sell the most of are beige. You could sell the most beige rugs, and everybody has a beige rug, and quite a few blue ones as well. Yeah. It's not as easy to put down a rug with an orange and purple and pink flower. It takes some courage, and it just doesn't work with everyone's decor. So sometimes they can be used in smaller instances or in smaller areas, or sometimes you can change the decor and put some serious color in there. I love to decorate with color. I don't find it's a universal. I think it's, you know, it's not easy for everyone. It does, as I say, it takes some courage. I'm fortunate enough to be able to have the luxury of changing whatever I want to change at any time. So if there's something I don't like, I can sort of backtrack. But I do believe that it's important to sort of put a burst of color in a room, whether it be a rug or a curtain or a piece of furniture.
When you mention the seasonal homes, it doesn't always have to be the soft washed beach glass.
I'll have to tell you, I think that the soft washed beach glass look is a extremely well represented look in New England. I don't dislike it. I like to digress from it a little bit. I think it's easy. It's very easy.
Right.
It's easy in Florida and it's easy in New England. I like to add a little something to that.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
there's something beyond that.
Yeah, I think that we offer a lot of things that are coastal and beautiful. I don't have a distinctly coastal flair, let's put it that way. My bent is a little more of sort of a colorful aesthetic than that muted, soft coastal, which is absolutely beautiful, but not as close to my style.
So if you want to put a little spark in your life.
A little spark in your life, yeah.
Carla is the person for you.
Well, and we can certainly sell you a lot of really beautiful light blue, soft blue aquas and beautiful coastal things that are just perfect. They're just not the ones that are so much on display in my store. We have millions of them, but the ones that I put out are the ones that are bold and loud and obnoxious just like me.
Well, this is one of those shows that I'm sure we could make it last 2 or 3 hours because we could go on and on, but this half hour has flown by. And we've been finding out information about the Dove and Distaff on 365 Main Street in Wakefield. Carla Davis has been with us. Carla, thanks so much for coming in. It was very informative.
Thank you, Mike. It's been a pleasure.
And we're going to have to wrap it up. But if you have questions, make sure you go down to Main Street, see Carla, or give her a call. And one more time on the website, Carla.
The website is DoveandDistaffRugGallery.com.
All right. Excellent. For the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Company Break.
Come on, get smart. Tune up and start to whistle while you wait.